A deadly incident claimed the lives of at least 12 Sherpas today on Mount Everest. Willie Pretty and Ellie Henke, both residents of Talkeetna, have extensive experience on Everest and spoke to KTNA's Philip Manning about the incident.
Even with the most current gear and knowledgeable guides, mountain climbing carries inherent risk. Willie Pretty has led 6 expeditions on Mount Everest and currently works as a coordinator for a guide service on Denali. He says that major incidents remind people of the risks involved in trying to reach the world's tallest peaks.
It's a roll of the dice whether or not you're going to be there when something big moves or not, and people forget that. They forget that you are incurring risk anytime you're going through an area like this. Just like you would when you get in your vehicle and you drive down the park's highway, you're incurring risk. Well, we tend to forget that as well. We seem to have a very convenient memory as a species on these sorts of things.
On Friday, reports conflicted regarding where the avalanche actually took place. Willie says that the description that makes the most sense is that the avalanche was in the area of the Khumbu Icefall. Willie Pretty says the Alaska Range also has a number of large icefalls, but that climbing routes avoid them because of differences in conditions.
Something of that size and scale here in Alaska is far more active, and you'd have to have a death wish to walk into it.
Speaking about Friday's tragedy, Ellie Henke, who managed base camp for 10 seasons of Everest expeditions, says that using the word avalanche may be premature.
Because it could have been something like a serac collapse. It could have been ice fall from way up on the west ridge somewhere, coming quite a distance down. It's at this point, boy, I haven't heard anything that tells exactly what this was.
The story of the Everest incident resonates in Talkeetna, the launch point of nearly all expeditions on Denali. Willie Pretty says that while there are environmental hazards to contend with, the most popular route to North America's tallest peak is very different from the climb up Mount Everest. On much of Denali, the danger does not come from avalanches above climbers, but cracks in the ice, or crevasses, below their feet.
Generally, the majority of those crevasses will be covered over by wind and snowfall in the wintertime, and you're often crossing many hundreds of snow bridges without even knowing those crevasses are down there. Well, the quality of the snow on top of those snow bridges deteriorates as the season warms up, and so hidden crevasses are probably the single biggest problem.
Despite the dangers, Willie Pretty says the reason stories like the Everest tragedy make news is that they're fairly uncommon.
It's not like climbers go up and have this death wish and kill themselves. It's like, for the most part, you can mitigate a lot of these risks, and you can stay safe in these areas. And even look at Everest, you know, there's been many thousands of people up and down there in the last couple of decades or so. And this is the first one of these incidents that's happened in a very, very long time there.
Conditions and the lack of an official agency like the National Park Service in the U.S. mean that it could be a while before the full details emerge of exactly what happened to claim the lives of 12 or more Sherpas on the world's highest mountain. In Talkeetna, I'm Philip Manning.